And Jeff, it looked like pretty much the whole year we were running at 1 million barrels a day as far as production is concerned. Tell us about that and what the year did show in general for ethanol production.
You know, actually, we were over 1 million barrels a day for most of 2017. In fact, I went back and looked, and there were only 8 weeks during the year when we were under 1 million barrels a day. So the ethanol industry in 2017 averaged well over 1 million barrels a day of production, and that would be the first time that's ever happened. In terms of gallons, which is the way most people in the industry still think about volumes, we think we ended up producing something near 15.8 billion gallons of ethanol in 2017, which would be up about 400 million gallons from 2016 and would be a new record.
Well, starting out the new year, for the first week of the new year, we did drop below that million barrels per day level. But overall, looking ahead to 2018, do you think that 1 million barrels a day for ethanol production is going to be the norm going forward?
Yeah, I do. And in fact, I think we will keep increasing production and increasing run rates. We've got more capacity under construction today than we've had in years. You know, we have close to 500 million gallons of new production that's going to be coming online before the end of this year. So we did, as you mentioned, see a bit of a drop off below 1 million barrels a day for the first time in 13 weeks. But that's not unusual, that first week of the year, to see that little bit of a dip. We expect to see that million barrel a day number continue to work closer to 1.1 million barrels per day. And that, of course, is all being driven by the very strong demand we're seeing for ethanol, not just domestically, but in international markets as well. We you know, expect to see record export volumes for 2017 when the official numbers are published in early February. And we expect to see that to continue to grow as well.
And stocks of ethanol were up at the end of 2017 too, right?
That's right. We are on the heavy side in terms of ethanol stocks. The market is probably carrying a little more ethanol in reserve than it would like to see. And that's, you know, leading to margins probably being a little softer than we'd like to see right now. But again, I think the longer term fundamentals would suggest that, you know, we're going to see continued growth in demand. We're starting to see, you know, finally some meaningful volumes of ethanol consumed in E15 and flex fuels like E85. We, you know, saw record consumption of flex fuels last year and expect to see that continue. So, you know, I think we're set up long term to see continued growth in the industry. And the industry has responded by incrementally adding capacity and expanding and debottlenecking and continuing to grow very quietly.
So what about corn production last year? Kind of impressive yields there, considering it was not that great a year.
It never ceases to amaze me that, you know, I talk to a lot of farmers over the course of the year, and you know, this last summer I heard a lot of negativity and reports of you know, failed crops and things that didn't look so good, and then we get to fall and end up with a record yield. And I just think that's a testament to the technology that farmers have available to them today. The genetics are just superior. They're so much more tolerant to stress. And so, you know, that's what happens is you know, you go through a hot, dry spell that 20 years ago would have taken 15 or 20 bushels off your yield. But today it you know, might take a bushel off your yield, or you know, the plants are just so much hardier and able to withstand that type of stress. And so we are ending up with increases in corn production year over year, and that trend line just continues to increase. And so, you know, the bottom line for us in the ethanol industry is we're, you know, trying to grow and continue to provide a market for that increased production that we see in the corn industry.
Well, coming up here in just about a month is the National Ethanol Conference. What are some of the things that you're going to be dealing with as far as the conference is concerned? You always have your own panel. And what right. are you going to be focusing on at the conference?
Well, this year, my panel is going to be focused on RINs. And that's a particularly thorny issue. And RINs, of course, are the credits that are used to demonstrate compliance with the Renewable Fuel Standard. There's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about what RINs really are and what they do and how they operate and who benefits economically from RINs. And so we're hoping to tackle some of those questions. I've got a couple of pretty well-known economists that are going to be on that panel, Jim Stock from Harvard University, Gabe Lade from Iowa State University, talking about kind of the economics behind RINs and really, you know, how they operate within the RFS structure to ensure that the Renewable Fuel Standard volume requirements are met. So that's my big topic this year. So we're hoping to make RINs sexy this year at the National Ethanol Conference. We'll see.
That is a tweet if I've ever heard one. Make RINs sexy again. All right. Well, they never were sexy, so.
No, that's true.
Well, then we will be seeing you in a month or so. The theme for this year's National Ethanol Conference is Ethanol Strong, Empowering Dialogue to Grow Markets. That's going to be February 12th through the 14th in San Antonio. And we will be there and hope you will be also. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.